This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A friend was telling me about how she'd visited the apartment of her godmother, who had recently died. It was strange, she told me. While my godmother was alive, her apartment looked beautiful to me. It was a little shabby, but it felt well-kept. It was an inviting place. But once she died, everything seemed to just fall apart. It felt grimy and dilapidated. This observation reminded me of something similar that I'd experienced after my grandmother died. Suddenly, all the value seemed to drain away from her possessions. Useful household objects such as clothes, dish towels, and personal papers became little more than trash. We project ourselves into our surroundings, and during our lives, we infuse our possessions with our spirit. When we die, this animating force evaporates. Many of our possessions are valuable not because of their cost or prestige, but because of the meanings or usefulness they contain. Modest trinkets, homemade objects, worn books, old photographs, whimsical collections, the items handled every day. When the owner vanishes, we're left with mere husks. It's a mysterious, startling, and transcendent transformation to experience. If you want to read more about what I write about this in my book, Happier at Home, I'll put a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.